Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is seeking a fifth term in New York's 18th House District. The Democrat is running against Republican Shel Farley and third-party candidate Scott Smith. Maloney, a Cold Spring Putnam County resident, talks about why he's seeking another term representing the district that includes all of Orange and Putnam counties and parts of Dutchess and Westchester counties.
Look, there's so much work to do, and I want to keep doing it. And look, I'm proud of my record. You know, we passed 40 bills, bipartisan bills, into law that help our veterans and protect our drinking water. I'm proud that we're going to ban oil barge anchorages forever from the Hudson River, and we've invested in roads and bridges. But we've got a big opportunity to do an infrastructure bill in the first couple months of a new administration. I'm going to have a seat at the table as a subcommittee chair on that committee. I can't wait to make real investments in American infrastructure. And, of course, we've got to keep making progress on health care. We've got to lower the cost of prescription drugs, and we've got to help people with their insurance premiums and let people buy into Medicare if they're still uninsured. We can finish the work of the Affordable Care Act. That's still out there, and I want to do that work. I'm very excited about the possibility of working with a president that shares those values around helping people with their health care, around building infrastructure, around helping our veterans, protecting the environment. We've got a lot of work to do, and so I'm asking for, you know, another two-year contract to keep doing that work.
If your contract is renewed under another 4 years of President Trump, how do you get that work done, especially something like health care?
Well, look, since I've been in Congress, I have had to work across the aisle. And if you ask, you know, Republicans like Marcus Molinaro or Republicans like Steve Newhouse, two county executives in Dutchess and Orange County, you know, right now we're working together to get the HEROES Act passed. You know, I'm endorsed by Rob Rollison, the Republican mayor of Poughkeepsie, because we've worked across the aisle to bring resources to good community policing in that part of the world. Or even if you ask Pat Larkin, who's the widow of Senator Bill Larkin, you know, he and I worked across the aisle for years to help our veterans. That's why she's supporting me. So I've spent years working across the aisle, and I'll keep doing it. I would rather have President Joe Biden. I think, you know, healing some of this damage, you know, finishing the work on the pandemic, building our country back stronger and better in a more inclusive way, you know, stopping some of the divisions, taking the pandemic seriously for once and really doing the work we need to do to move beyond it. And that would help me, get even more done for the Hudson Valley. So I've got a strong preference in this election, you bet, but I'm going to keep working one way or the other.
What about the state of affairs of our entire country? I mean, we've seen such a divide this year, and, you know, it seems to be so simplistically pitted, you know, Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter.
Well, I think the difference between, you know, a demagogue and a leader is that the leader is trying to bring everyone forward and the demagogue's trying to drive people apart for short-term gain. And of all the differences between me and my opponent, I think this is maybe the one of the sharpest. I mean, yes, she wants to overturn the Affordable Care Act, and I want to build off it, and there are other important differences. But if you look at the way she has conducted herself in this campaign, she is describing a Hudson Valley that does not exist. She is describing a Hudson Valley where there's rioting and looting and violence, and there just isn't. The fact is that after the tragic killing of George Floyd, what I saw in the Hudson Valley and what, you know, I participated in, like so many of my neighbors, and, you know, the events I brought my kids to, you know, were peaceful and thoughtful, and they involved people of all races and of different ages and of different walks of life. And it was true at the candlelight vigil in Poughkeepsie or the walk across the Mid-Hudson Bridge. It was true in Montgomery, New York, where young Black Lives Matter activists were in dialogue with local police. I mean, in Middletown, New York, Chief John Iwanchu stood with his officers on the steps of City Hall with signs they made in their own handwriting, the police officers, that said Black Lives Matter. So the story of the Hudson Valley is actually one where people understand that we can have good policing and racial justice. And there are demagogues out there right now, and unfortunately my opponent is one of them, who wants us to believe that we have to choose between public safety and racial justice. And that is a cynical view. And it does real damage, I think, to the hard work we all have to engage in to say, how do we support good police? But what we've been doing hasn't been working. There are too many people suffering. That's why I support the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, which would take real historic steps to correct some of these specific practices where we know innocent people get hurt. Things like banning chokeholds, things like ending no-knock warrants, making sure there are body cameras and dashboard cameras, and there's a database of misconduct, and there's more accountability. And that's a big difference from some of the window dressing or sort of symbolic measures that others want to take. We need real change, even as we support good police.
Do you think our elections are going to be safe this year, especially obviously with mail-in ballots or drop-off ballots that we're allowed to do because of coronavirus?
Well, I serve on the House Intelligence Committee, and so I spend a lot of time on this issue, and I'm very concerned. I will say on the issue of malign foreign influence, say what the Russians are doing, you know, I am heartened that there are still highly capable people, professional career people out there in our national security agencies who have extraordinary capabilities and an extraordinary commitment to keeping our elections safe. I wish they had the support of people at the top, and I wish the White House took this more seriously, but unfortunately, that is not the case. But I do feel that we will be able to protect ourselves in large measure from foreign influence in the actual workings of the election. I am concerned, however, around tactics designed to suppress the vote here in the United States, and in particular things like undermining the post office, which will be the critical lifeline between people keeping themselves safe who are still engaging in our democratic process. You know, people shouldn't have to choose between risking their health and voting, and the post office is the key there. That's why some of the measures that were delaying service were so dangerous, and we have to continue to watch that very closely. And then in addition, things like undermining, you know, drop-off locations for ballots or reducing their number in the community, you know, closing polling places so people have to wait hours in line. Those types of tactics are cynical and undermine our democracy as well. But we can do this safely, and we know what works in terms of the pandemic, but for millions of Americans, that will involve voting by mail, and we need to support that.
Will you commit to serving out another term? I mean, you did run for attorney general. And if Joe Biden becomes president, I mean, there's certainly a lot of talk about you being part of that administration.
Yeah, look, I'm absolutely going to serve out my term. I always have, and that is absolutely what I'm excited about doing. I want to do it with Joe Biden as president so that I can continue to get the infrastructure investments and the improvements to our health care and the support for our veterans and clean up our drinking water, and I can do it with an administration that has the same values, and I can do it with even more seniority in the House, working out of the House majority. You know, I've never had more capacity to help the people of Hudson Valley, and that's what I'm going to be doing for the next 2 years.
Maloney, who lost a 2018 Democratic primary for state attorney general, is also on the ballot lines of the Independents and Working Families parties. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.